안녕하십니까? 2018년 6월 고등학교 3학년 모의대학 수학능력시험 영어영역 듣기평가 안내방송입니다. 잠시 후 2018년 6월 고등학교 3학년 모의대학 수학능력시험 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여 주시고 감독 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당란에 성명, 수험번호 등을 정확하게 기입하고 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 답란에 정답을 표기하기 전에 답안지에 있는 수험생이 지켜야 할 일을 꼭 확인하십시오. 듣기 평가 문제는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 5개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지의 해당 란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 듣기 평가는 타종 없이 시작됩니다. 이제 문제지 표지를 넘기시기 바랍니다. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 듣기 평가는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하기 바랍니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Excuse me, can you show me the dessert menu?
Of course. Here you are.
I don't know what to choose. What would you recommend?
2번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Oh my! I should have got off at the previous station. What should I do?
Don't worry. Just get off at the next station and take the train that goes in the opposite direction.
Do I have to buy another subway ticket?
3번. 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Carla Hayden, the director of the Phoenix Children's Library. Since the library opened in 2015, we've been providing many opportunities for children to learn and grow. We've been happy to offer books, videos, and programs helpful for children's intellectual growth. But we can no longer meet the needs of the increasing number of library users. That's why we'll be closed from next week to expand our building. More space will give children and their parents more opportunities to enjoy the library's facilities. Expansion work will start from next week and last for about 3 months. When the library reopens, it will provide a more engaging and exciting learning environment for children. Thank you for listening.
4번 대화를 듣고 여자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Nicole. What are you reading?
Hi, Steve. It's an article about a man who got the news only from printed newspapers for 6 months.
Then that means that he didn't go online to read the news, right?
Yes. He didn't get the news from news websites or social media.
What did he say about the experience?
He spoke positively about it. Above all, he said that his exposure to fake news decreased enormously.
I understand how that could happen. Fake news often spreads quickly on social media.
And he said that he was able to get a deeper understanding of the issues.
That makes sense. What else did he mention about the experience?
After regularly reading printed newspapers, he felt that his reading skills improved greatly. I'd like to read only printed newspapers. I think it has many benefits.
I agree. It's worth a try.
5번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
헬로.
Hi, Mr. Petrovsky. This is Nora Higgins. How have you been?
I've been great. I'm spending my days reading Leo Tolstoy's Anna Karenina.
What a coincidence! I just called you to say that our company is planning to publish a new translation of that novel.
That's good news. Can you tell me more about the plans?
According to our research, the last translation of the novel was published 20 years ago, so we decided to publish a new translation next year.
Great! I think it deserves to be translated again.
Additionally, we heard that a new movie based on it will be released next year.
Then that should really help sales.
So, I'd like to ask you to translate it.
It'd be an honor. Thank you for thinking of me.
Thank you, Mr. Petrovsky.
6번. 대화를 듣고 그림에서 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Who's that, Adele? It looks like your sister Janet.
You're right. She got a job on a TV shopping channel. It's a photo from her first shoot.
Good for her. I see the product name Don't Touch Mop on the wall.
Yeah. Can you see the mops on the left? She was selling them.
Yes. They're hanging on a large board.
Janet is demonstrating how to use the mop. She's cleaning the floor.
She looks great. What's that container next to her for?
She rinsed the mop in the container. After that, the mop looked clean as new.
I see a large TV on the right. What do the three stars above the TV mean?
They're the symbol of the TV channel. The stars stand for the customer, the manufacturer, and the TV channel.
Interesting. I've seen that symbol many times, but never thought about its meaning.
7번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 여자에게 부탁한 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Lauren. This is Fred. Where are you?
I'm in the office. I was copying the files for our team presentation. What have you been up to?
I was setting up the computer and checking out the devices. When are you coming?
I'll leave in 10 minutes as soon as I finish copying these files.
I see. Can you see my laptop computer there?
Yes, it's on your desk. Do we need it for the presentation?
No, we can use the laptop here in the seminar room, but we need a mouse. I don't see one here.
In that case, we can use the touchpad on the laptop.
Well, our presenter, Mr. Robbins, doesn't feel comfortable using a touchpad.
Oh, I remember. He always uses a mouse.
Would you bring my mouse when you come? After we use it, I'll take it back to the office.
Okay, no problem.
8번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 집에 다녀오려는 이유를 고르시오.
Ryan, did you bike to school today?
Yes. Why?
Can I use your bike for about an hour during the lunch break?
Of course. But did you get permission to leave school?
Yes. Miss Graham said I could leave for an hour.
Sounds like you have something important to do.
It's for my softball game this evening.
Oh, did you leave your softball glove at home?
No, all my stuff is in the club room, but I need to go and get my family video camera to record the game.
Sounds like it's an important game for you.
My grandmother is in the hospital, and she wants to watch me play. I plan to send her a video.
Okay. Here's the key for my bike lock. Don't forget to wear the helmet. I'll help you adjust the helmet.
Thank you.
Hello, can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to buy some bed sheets.
Okay, come this way, please. Bed sheets are over here.
I see. Are these bed sheets made of linen?
Yes, they are. Our store is famous for pure linen bed sheets.
I like these blue ones. How much are they?
The queen-size bed sheets are $40, and the king-size sheets are $50.
I need two sets of queen.
I see. Is there anything else you need?
How much is this pillowcase?
They're $20 each.
Please give me two pillowcases.
Okay. Two sets of bed sheets and two pillowcases.
Yes. Here is my credit card. Honey, have you heard? An indoor playground opened in our neighborhood.
That's good news. Sammy will love playing there. Where is it?
It's on Chelsea Street. There's a large parking lot, so we can drive there.
Sammy is only 3 years old. Is he allowed to go?
Yes. Children between ages 2 and 7 can use the playground.
Great. What should we bring?
Nothing. There are toys and other things that children can play with.
I see. How much is the fee?
It's $20 per hour, including drinking water.
All right. Let's visit there this Saturday. Sammy will be excited.
The place is open from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Let's go at 10 a.m.
Sounds good. It should be less crowded in the morning than in the afternoon. Have you ever heard of the Bern Onion Festival in Switzerland? This is held yearly on the fourth Monday in November and starts at 5 a.m. to celebrate the fresh cultivation of onions. This festival has two competing origin stories. Some sources say that it dates back to the 19th century when the newly built railroad made it easier for farmers to transport their onions to the city. Some say the festival started as a reward for farmers who helped to clean the city of Bern after a fire. Either way, today, this festival is a fun event that attracts visitors to Bern from all over Switzerland. On this day, farmers set up over 600 booths to sell onion souvenirs that they've made by hand. These unique creations can be anything, from onion dolls to onion animals, wreaths, and bouquets. Visitors can also enjoy delicious treats from vendors, like fresh cheese and onion pies. The amount of onions used for the festival can reach over 50 tons.
12번. 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 남자가 예매할 재즈 공연을 고르시오.
Adam, look at the schedule for the Hampton Jazz Festival. Let's go see one of the performances this week.
Okay. We saw Wolves 3 months ago, didn't we?
Yes, we did. And I have to work late this Friday.
Well, there are other performances we can see on the weekend.
How about this performance?
Oh, no. I think $70 per person is too expensive for us.
You have a point there.
And I have an appointment with my personal trainer at the gym at 7 p.m. this Saturday.
Oh, my. Then we can't see this performance either.
I'm sorry, Mary. But which one do you prefer between these two performances?
I think this one is better because Hillside Club is nearer to my house.
All right. I'll reserve tickets for it.
13번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
What did you do over the long weekend?
I went to a temple stay again for 3 days.
Temple stay? I didn't know that you were interested in that sort of thing.
It hasn't been long since I first participated in a temple stay program.
How did you first learn about the program?
My best friend recommended it to me months ago.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was a fantastic experience. Above all, I liked the vegetarian meals and relaxing meditation.
It sounds like you had a great time there. Do you think I can do a temple stay, even as a beginner?
Of course. You can have insightful experiences from doing the activities.
I heard one of the activities is that participants have to bow 108 times. Did you do that too?
Sure. It was hard for me at first, but I got used to it quickly and felt refreshed after finishing. If you're interested, how about joining me next time I do a temple stay?
14번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Annie.
Hi, Kevin. Where are you going?
I'm going to the library. I need to check out some books for Mr. Johnson's class.
His geography class is tomorrow, isn't it?
Yes, it is. If I don't prepare in advance, his lecture is hard to understand.
You're right. I think he needs to talk slowly and write more on the board.
I think so, too. Sometimes he talks so fast that I can't follow him.
And it would be nice if he wrote the main points on the blackboard.
Right. If he did, his lecture would be much easier to understand.
Then why don't we ask him to do that tomorrow?
That's a good idea, but before we do that, we need to find out what the other students think.
15번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 다니엘이 케이트에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Kate and Daniel are planning for a business trip to another city. They want to arrive at their destination early in the morning so that they can start working early. They are negotiating between two means of transportation, bus or flight. Taking the night bus is much cheaper, but it takes almost 7 hours. The flight is more expensive than the bus, but it takes only 1 hour. Daniel thinks they should save their energy for the day's work. Since they have an important meeting, staying focused is more important than saving some money on the fare. He wants to express his opinion to Kate. In this situation, what would Daniel most likely say to Kate?
Do you keep a pet at home? Having a pet is definitely rewarding, but it can be hard work as well. All pets require time, money, and love, in addition to the specific needs of each animal. If you want a pet to accompany you for the long term, you need to understand the general characteristics of pets. Today, I'll speak briefly about these characteristics. Though dogs vary widely by breed, all dogs need lots of attention, exercise, and plenty of room to roam. Cats, intelligent and independent, will be fine with less supervision, but they still need your love and time. Hamsters make good first pets because of their relative ease of care, but they often have strong odors. Lizards are happy on their own and, generally, are easy to care for, but they do not offer much affection and can be difficult to diagnose when sick. Finally, birds can be incredibly messy and are often loud. They are also expensive and occasionally hard to handle, especially bigger birds like parrots. Keep in mind that if you want to take better care of your pets, you need to understand these general features of them.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Do you keep a pet at home? Having a pet is definitely rewarding, but it can be hard work as well. All pets require time, money, and love, in addition to the specific needs of each animal. If you want a pet to accompany you for the long term, you need to understand the general characteristics of pets. Today, I'll speak briefly about these characteristics. Though dogs vary widely by breed, all dogs need lots of attention, exercise, and plenty of room to roam. Cats, intelligent and independent, will be fine with less supervision, but they still need your love and time. Hamsters make good first pets because of their relative ease of care, but they often have strong odors. Lizards are happy on their own and, generally, are easy to care for, but they do not offer much affection and can be difficult to diagnose when sick. Finally, birds can be incredibly messy and are often loud. They are also expensive and occasionally hard to handle, especially bigger birds like parrots. Keep in mind that if you want to take better care of your pets, you need to understand these general features of them.
16번 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (18번) 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하기 바랍니다.